Hello.
Hello.
Okay, this is much
Can you hear
better.
me way
Yes.
better? Yeah,
Yeah, this is loud. Better.
I don't know what it is with the it's the transfer calls, because you're not the only one that is happened to. So, okay. All right, yeah, I can hear you way better. What's your first name, by the way? How do you spell your first name?
Diamond, DIAMOND.
And then your last name, Diamond?
Dyer, DYER.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Diamond. Yeah, and then you can save this phone number. This is your direct line to my desk. So you'll have my contact information moving forward. So if you have any questions regarding the case, you can call me. Okay, so let me just move this over here. So the second week in August. Okay, so let's start back. Okay. So you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. You were diagnosed, you said, in 2018?
Yes, the second week of August.
Okay, was it like the fifth? So the second week of August.
Seventh, I want to say the
The
seventh.
seventh? Okay, so 8-7-2000, 8-7-2018 is when you were diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay, and you were spraying Roundup at home or for work?
It was at home residential.
Okay, and then did you still live at that same residence that you were using it at?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your current address?
9061 South Parnell.
South Pioneer?
Parnell, Parnell Avenue.
Is that in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, 606 Parnell.
Okay, is that a house or is it a res apartment?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. All right, and then did you have any other friends or family members or anyone else that was affected by non-Hodgkin's that needed after spraying Roundup that needed help filing a claim?
No, not that I know of, not to my knowledge.
Okay, and you were diagnosed between the years of 18 and 79, and you do have a birth certificate, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How many years were you spraying it for, approximately?
About 3 years.
Okay. Well, you said you started spraying it in 2013, so that would be 5 years.
And then I stopped paying.
So from 2013 to 2018, you were spraying it, or did you stop spraying it in 2017?
I stopped using it in 2018, like the beginning of the year.
Okay, so 2018 is 5 years. So if you did it started in 2013, that's for you sprayed it for 5 years.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, it's okay. So 5 years. Were you spraying it monthly, weekly?
I was spending like one using it once a month.
Once a month? Okay, for 12 months out of the year? Okay, so that's so like about 12 times a year for 5 years. Okay. And so about 60 exposures. Okay, and then you did spray it for 10 days or more, and this is your cell phone I'm speaking to you on, and you are a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any of these illnesses, ma'am? HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C?
No.
Okay. Arthritis, diabetes, lupus, or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. What about hepatitis B or an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And any family history of cancer?
Besides the one I was diagnosed with, well, do you ask me, do I have it now?
No, do you have any family history of cancer?
Oh, no, my family doesn't have cancer.
Okay. And you're not doing any chemotherapy for any other diagnoses besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Ma'am, no other chemo.
Okay. I'm sorry, a lot of the questions are repetitive. I have to ask them twice. I apologize.
It's all right.
So your main medical problem is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your first name is Diamond. It's Diamond. Last name, Dyer, Dyer.
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
No suffix in your name, correct?
No.
What is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Never married?
No.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
4/20/1997.
1997?
5.
90. Okay. It's really hard to hear you. Sorry. 1995.
Yes.
Okay. So I have April 20th, 1995.
Yes.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me, please?
324-923-898.
Okay. I still think I heard it. So 324-9.
Two.
Uh-huh.
3898.
3898.
Yes.
Okay. So I have
324-923-898. Yes.
Correct. Okay. Thank you so much for confirming that. What's your approximate height and weight?
5'6", 163.
5'6", 163?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When was the first connection between the roundup and the injuries? When did you first learn about that? Was that when you went to the doctors or when you were diagnosed?
Yes, it's when I went to when I was diagnosed. I didn't know until.
Okay. You were having like symptoms and stuff?
I was getting like swelling, coughing. I was catching rashes, itching.
Okay. Okay. So you had a bunch of the symptoms. And then would you say that was like, right when you went to the well, you said you got diagnosed the second week in August,
mm-hmm.
August 7th. When do you think that was? It was a couple of days before, or like?
I mean, I wanted to see a couple of days before. That's why I went to the doctor.
Yeah, so like what, first week of like August 1st or something?
Yeah, like the second.
The second? Okay. August 2nd. This is just like a best of your knowledge.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be like, if you have to change something when you talk to the attorneys, they just want to get an idea to start building your case, okay? So you kind of became aware of it August 2nd, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just want to make sure that they have an understanding of what's going on, okay? And then this is your cell phone. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
The morning is fine.
Okay. And then did you have an email that you have access to that I can send those documents to?
Yes.
What's your email?
Diamond Dyer 20 at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. All right, diamonddyer20@gmail.com. And then you were using Roundup, you said, once a month, 12 months out of the year, monthly. And you were diagnosed you were using Roundup for a full year before you were diagnosed. You started using Roundup, you said, in 2013. When in 2013, in August? Or June?
May.
In May? May 1st, 2013. And then you stopped using it?
August the 7th, 2018.
Perfect. Okay. And obviously you stopped using it because of your treatment and you got sick,
yes.
Correct? Okay. And
yes.
Diagnosis and so forth. Okay. Perfect. And then how were you applying it? Like with a hand sprayer?
Yes,
backpack
spray
bottle. Okay.
Yes.
Did you wear protective gloves or anything?
No, actually I didn't. I had like on plastic gloves, but they was ripping.
Okay. What about, and then you're just spraying this like at home around your property line or?
Yes, on my property.
Like around your fences and in your garden?
Yeah, in my garden, backyard.
Property area, fence line, and garden. And this is in the state of
Illinois.
Perfect. Thank you. Just confirming, state of Illinois, residential. You were directly exposed every time. You were the one spraying it. You were directly exposed. That puts you at approximately, for 5 years, approximately 60 or more exposures in your lifetime. You were exposed every time. Do you live near a water well or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzines or Agent Orange or other herbicides?
No.
Okay. Were you using concentrate or premixed?
I was using concentrate.
Okay. And then how were you purchasing it? Where were you purchasing it?
I bought it from the Home Depot.
Home Depot? The Home Depot in what part of Illinois is that?
Chicago.
Okay. Is it the one on like 87th Street or something?
Yes. Right. You know the address?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. And then, did you ever have any proof of purchases? Like, could you show like receipts, credit card receipts, pictures?
I mean, it was so long ago. I don't have the proof of the purchase.
Yeah. I know. So you don't have proof of purchase. Do you have any of it in your possession, like in your like garage or anything, any empty containers?
Yes.
Okay. Keep those.
Okay.
Go take pictures of them. No proof of purchase, but I'm going to put pictures.
Okay.
Because you can take pictures. It helps your case significantly. That's just from personal research.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an attorney. I can't tell you what, you know, but just from personal research, that's what I've seen that helps the case. No receipts, but you do have possession in like your garage. Do you smoke or have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke at all.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
And then did you lose work because of
certain places I couldn't work anymore. So, yeah.
Okay, so how much time did you work because of treatment?
How much time did I lose work?
Yeah.
Because of it?
Like how many years? Like a year or two?
Like 2-3 years. I haven't been working, honestly.
Okay, unable to work for 2-3 years because of treatment and cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer treatment. Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Any other lawsuits? Ever been in any other lawsuits?
No.
Workers' compensation or disability claims?
No.
Filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Convicted of any crimes?
No.
Okay. Who is your diagnosing doctor? Who's your oncologist or radiologist?
Dr. Justin Klein.
Dr. Justin Klein. Okay. In Illinois. What was the hospital that you went to?
The University of Chicago Medical Center.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on 1 second. I got your doctor's info, so let me just put this really quick. All right. And then, University, is it U Chicago Medicine? Is that what it's called now?
Yes.
It's 58541 South Maryland Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then just, okay, so did you have to undergo any type of treatment due to your diagnosis? Like, did you start chemo, radiation, surgery, immunotherapy?
Yeah, I had chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and they was giving me pain medication.
And pain, yeah, immunotherapy, targeted therapy or whatever it's called. Okay, did you have to do any type of surgery or no?
No.
Okay, so chemo, radiation, immunotherapy, and targeted therapy. Okay, and then when did you start treatment? Do you know?
Not the exact day.
August 2nd is when you had an inkling, and then you were diagnosed August 7th. Was it right away after the diagnosis?
Yes.
So what would you say after August 7th, like, to the best of your knowledge, do you know when you started treatment?
Oh, this is so wild. When did I start? I want to say it was like 3 weeks after.
Okay, so 3 weeks after in 2018. In August, if you got diagnosed on the 3rd, was a Friday, 3 weeks after, like somewhere between the 28th and the 24th?
Yes, I would say like the 22nd or the 20th.
22nd? Okay. I'll put 8/22/2018 is when you started treatment. I mean, it's to the best of your knowledge. If you need to update any of that when you speak with the attorneys, you can. How has this impacted your life?
It made me lose my job. It impacted me with my children. I couldn't help them do a lot of things.
Okay.
I couldn't
Very traumatic and, yeah, emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The one helping my grandma with her bills, like,
yeah. Financial
mm-hmm.
problems. Okay. Couldn't support your family. Did you have medical records to show your diagnoses that you could provide if needed?
Yes, my medical records is at the hospital.
Okay.
I mean,
you can get them? Okay. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something happens to you. It's basically just to ensure the case for you. Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact number if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. I could put someone that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you.
Okay. My mom, she lives with me.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Annette.
Annette?
Mm-hmm.
A-N-N-E-T-T-E?
Yes.
Is her last name Dyer, too?
No. Hillard, H-I-L-L-A-R-D.
Okay. Hillard, H-I-L-L...
A-R-D.
A-R-D, okay. And then what's her phone number?
872-218-9172.
Uh-huh. 9172, okay. And that's your mom. And she lives with you, and you do give me permission to contact her if needed.
Yes.
Okay. Was there any additional information that you wanted me to put in the case to help support it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you did radiation, chemotherapy, target therapy. I'll put that in the file as well. So what's going to happen right now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And then from there, I will send you the attorney's information, okay? But let me just summarize really quick and verify everything. Diamond, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. And you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. Your diagnosis date was 8/7/2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate. Sprayed Roundup for 10 days or more, approximately for 5 years. You are a citizen of the United States. Your first name is Diamond. Last name Dyer, D-Y-E-R. I have your birth date as 4/20/1995.
Yes.
Your social 324-923898. And then, okay, hand sprayer. So you are directly exposed every time, approximately 60 exposures in your lifetime. You do not live by water. Well, no other herbicides you've been obtained to. Concentrate. Okay, unable to work. Dr. Justin Klein was your diagnosing physician, and you were treated at U Chicago Medicine in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your address as 9061 South Parnell Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
Yes.
Okay, everything sounds correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what happens right now is the system's generating the documents. I'm going to text them to you because it's the easiest way for you to sign them. Do you, have you ever done a DocuSign agreement before?
No.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty easy. I'll walk you through it. If you want to put me on speakerphone, I can help you. You're just going to want to press continue, accept, basically when you get it, agree or accept. You're going to want to follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You're going to have to use your finger. Press accept, I agree, and then press start, and then you tap the field where it's asking for your signature. There's little yellow boxes. And then once you get to finish, press finish, let me know.
Okay, I'm going now.
Yeah.
It's going to let me draw it.
Yeah, you got to draw it. I know. It's really... You can use, like, your finger. I know it's kind of annoying.
Oh, once I do it one time, I don't have to keep typing it.
Yeah, and then it does it for you. You just got to do it once.
Okay, it say you're done signing in.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and back and check really quick. Okay, so now that you're done with that, what happens is you can download it right away, or it's going to send a PDF to your email anyways. Yeah, so I always recommend doing that, downloading it if you want, but the PDF will be in your email. Basically, just remember this is going to be a legal contract between you and the attorney, so it is really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. Also, again, you know, your role in this whole process is very important. This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So I'm sending you the contact information for the attorneys. They'll be calling you probably like in a week or so, give or take. And they'll be calling you from a 909 phone number, 909-906-3862. So save that number as well, as long as also my number is what I was going to say. Yeah, and then if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. If you can obtain any documents or pictures or, possession of the product to help the case, I recommend doing that. When you speak to the attorneys, let them know that you do have that. And then also, if you can get, your medical records, just a copy of them so you have them to help support the case. Okay? Did you have any questions for me?
No, thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure speaking with you. My sympathy goes out to you, and I'm sorry that you had to go through this. And I hope it works out for you and your family, and you get the compensation that you need.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. All right, you have a good rest of the day. Take care. Bye-bye.